Okay, we are up to Perek Mem Gimel in Sefer Yechezkel as we continue talking about the Beis Hamikdash in these prakim that Yechezkel has seen, but this one is a very powerful Perek. This Perek takes us full circle. Perek Aleph, Perek Ches, we had Perek Aleph, the vision of the Maaseh Merkava of Yechezkel. That's the famous Perek of the Maaseh Merkava where he sees the chariots and he sees the fire and he sees the Shechina leaving. And also in Perek Ches, he has another vision where he's taken to Yerushalayim and Hashem shows him all of the Averis that are being done. Remember some of the psukim for Perek Ches. Ani Yosheb Beiti, Vizikni Yehudu Yoshvin Lefanai, Vatipol Alai Shom Yad Hashem Elokim, Hashem's hand was on me. Va'erev Hine Dumus Kamari Eish, Mimari Masnov Lamata Eish. Again, in a fiery figure he saw. Va'ikilcheni Betitzes Roshi, and they took me Bein Shemayim Uvein Aretz, and he took me to Yerushalayim, and he showed me, look at this, these Averis that are being done. Vine Shom Kvod Elokei Yisrael Kamare Asher Arisi Babika. Just like I saw earlier, here's the Mara again, and he's going to say in our parak, I see it again. Vayomer Elai Ben Adam Sonai Necha Derech Tzafona Vesai Nai Derech Tzafona, and I saw Seima Lakina Zebabia. I saw so many Toevos Gedolos Asher Beis Yisrael Osim Po Vachulu. And the whole parak, and the whole Sefer, as we know, has spoken about the Galus and the Averis. And this parak we have on the way back, that the Shekhinah returns. Because really, ultimately, the Shekhinah never left. The Shekhinah did leave, but Hashem's love for us never waned. Where the Gemara in Yuma, if you remember, Adaf Nun Dalid, says, Anun Dalid Amabez, even at the time of the Churban, Amar Reish Lakish. Interesting that Reish Lakish is the one saying this. B'shashe nechnesu nachrin laheichal ro kruvim hamu'urin zebazeh. At the time that they went into the nachrin, when the enemy went into the heichal, the kruvim were hugging each other. Halalu shebrachasan bracha. V'kelasan klalo yasku b'dram halalu. They made fun of the Jews. They said, this is what the Jews do. How disgusting. Miyad hizilum shenemra mechol mechabdeha hiziluha ki ra'u ervasa. Again, they take it and they defile us. Really, what it says of Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar, and Maimer Tzadiches, Dafka B'Shasa Churban, there is love. Dafka, when we leave, Hashem still loves us, right? And that's why we're not only going to have a Perek Aleph and Perek Ches of Yechezkel, we're going to have a Perek Mem Gimel in Yechezkel, where he is shown the vision of coming back. Chaim Shmulevitz says, even though Ritzono Shel Makom, that's the question that the Mefarshim, the Ritva quotes on that Gemara in Yuma, doesn't the Gemara say if we're not Ose Ritzono Shel Makom, then Hashem is not so close with us? No, says Chaim Shmulevitz, Beis Achurban, Hagam Shibim, if Hashem is punishing us anyway, in that punishment, he's going to have a little nechama because he's not fully rejecting us. As we mentioned from Rav Soloveitchik in the past, that's why Dafka, in the middle of the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, things get a little more bright, and we sit on chairs, and we put on tefillin. Why? Dafka, that's when the fire started. That's when the shreifa really happened. Ironically, that's what the Medrash says. Because up to that point, the question was, is Hashem going to take out his anger on us or on the Eitzim Avanim of the Beis HaMikdash? Right when it was the Eitzim Avanim, Hashem took that mashkon, so that showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. He's never going to abandon us. So now we have 19 years. This parak is after the previous in Perek Ches, when he saw the Shekhinah leave. Now we have the following parak. Vayolicheni al Ashar, Shar Sharpone Derech HaKadim. He takes me to the eastern gate. That was the gate that the Shekhinah went out on the east. It's coming back. Vihine, here it is. Kvod Elokei Yisrael ba miderech hakadim. He has some type of vision of the Shechina coming back. V'kolo kikol mayim rabim, a loud noise. V'haaretz heira mikvodo, there is light. Some of the Mefarshim say, Golos is darkness. That's why Avraham, by the Bris Mat Avasarim, he has a chashecha, right? A very deep darkness. And now it's light, because it's Geula coming back, right? This is light. The Sefer HaIkarim has a whole perek in Beis Chavtes, where he talks about all the different usages of light in Tanakh. Or Mora es Ha'adam Asher Adelech Yelech Ba. Or teaches us, right, light is what we follow light. That's why the way to follow Hashem. V'halchu goyim lo'orech. Lo'orech. That the nations will follow your or. That means, not literally or. Ulatayinug nafshi. Or zaru al atzadik. Ulisha liv simcha. V'yushal al haratzon. V'or p'nei melechayim. V'yushal havanas achachma. Chachmas Adam Ta'ir Panav, and Yushal Al Davar Hanivdal Mechomer, or is also something that is totally spiritual in nature, and he quotes our pasuk, Va'aretz He'ira Mi Kvodo. But there's some type of or that is give it, that he is, that he notices, from the Shekhinah coming back. Ukamare hamare sharaisi, like the vision, same words that are used earlier in the par, in the sefer. The mare that I saw. Kamare sharaisi v'boi l'shachis esoir. It's the same mare, the same Shekhinah that I saw leaving to destroy the city. When the city was destroyed, I see now returning and coming back. Umaros kamare sharaisi al nahar kvar v'apol apanai. And again, I had nefilas apayim. I was, in awe. Right, the Rashi quotes here that there's many lishonos of mare, the vision of the vision of the vision of the vision, meaning it's not a clear vision. It's not a clear vision that Yecheskel is seeing. Right, it's a mare of a mare. It's like a mushel of a mushel of a mushel. And as Rashi says here, because he's different than Moshe Rabbeinu. Only Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the mara of the mara of the mara of the mara, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah in Perek Zayin, the four differences between Moshe and the other Nevi'im. The first one, call Nevi'im b'chalom o b'mara, like here, u'Moshe Rabbeinu v'hu arva omeit. Moshe was awake and standing. Shneamar u'bavo Moshe alo amoi l'daberito v'yishma es hakol. Call Nevi'im ayde malach. Moshe Rabbeinu is pe'al pa'al dabar bo. There was no intermediary as close as one could get. Call an avim yurei and v'nifhalin u'mispoge yin. Moshe Rabbeinu eino kein. Right, like kasher yidaber ishal re'eyu. Right, and that's what's alluded to here. All these maras. Ukvod Hashem bo'al abayis. Pasuk dalet. Derech shar asher ponav. Derech hakadim. Vatiseni ruach. And the ruach picks me up. Vativieni alachaser panimi. Takes me in. V'nei malek for Hashem habayis. The Shechina is back. He sees the kilu. It's happened already. Remember, Yecheskel is living at by the churban. Heard by his Rishon, and now he already sees the Bayis Shlishi. Voeshma midaber Eli mehabayis, and I heard midaber Eli. What's midaber? Rashi says even when Hashem speaks to someone, kaviyachol, he doesn't speak; he speaks to himself, and we kind of overhear it. Right? Rashi quotes that ala Torah, but also right here. Hu omer klapi mala midaber, kamo misdaber, klomer beino levin kvodo midaber vakol bo Eli. Interesting, Hara, Rav Arya Levine, and they put out Rav Arya Levine on Pirkei Avos. So on the first Mishnah, Rav Arya Levine says, maybe this is also alluded to in Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai, Umisara Yoshua. Doesn't say Hashem was Moser it to Moshe, and all the Lashonos are Misaruha, that's giving over. Hashem didn't give it over. Moshe was Makabel. Hashem is independent entity. And whatever Hashem says and does, that's independent. Moshe got whatever he got. Shakol diber la'atzmo v'nishtal shel meito yisparach v'amad b'fnei atzmo. That's the midaber elav that is used by Chazal. Shaloshen Kabbalah mora b'koach hamushpa v'loshen mesira mora b'koach hamashpia, says the Rabbi Levine. And that's why Moshe kibel kifi kocho mi-Sinai, from Har Sinai, from that experience, like it says here, that Hashem was independent, and then Mamela, the rest, can be an act of Mesira. So what happens? Vayomer Eli ben Adam, Esbekom Kisi, Esbekom Kapos Raglash, Yashkon Sham, I'm coming back to the Beis HaMikdash. Vayitamo od Beis Yisrael, it won't happen again, there won't be any more Tumah, that I will have to leave and have to throw them out. Hemo, Malchem, Biznusam, all the kings that used to build their palaces next to mine, they won't be next to mine. There won't be this sin. They used to set up their palaces right next to mine. We used to share a wall. Let's share a wall between the palace and the Beis HaMikdash. Chas v'shalom. Atav pasuk tes. Yirachaku as nusam. It's any type of sin will be far away from me. V'shachanti b'socham la'olam. And I will forever be with them. Atav ben Adam, and then pasuk yud starts the haftorah for Parshas Tetzaveh. Why is that? Because we know the second half of Parshas Tetzaveh is all about the Chanukas HaMishkan. And here, as we will discuss, as is seen, there's the Chanukas HaMizbeach that will take place, Bizman Bayis Shlishi. That's what the parallel, and there's differences, but there's a similar idea. So Atav ben Adam, and Hashem tells Yechezkel, tell Bnei Yisrael this. Give them chizuk. Tell them that this is going to happen. Hagedes Beis Yisrael, Es HaBayis, Vi Kolmu Mi'avonoseyem. They'll be embarrassed from their sins, umadu as a tachnit, but they'll still build this. They'll still bid this. The Radak here says it's to be mechazik them. And also, it sounds like from the Radak that they're supposed to build a model. They're supposed to build this as a model. And vayasu osam habinyanim batsuros vataros lasid. And that will be mechazik them, that this is what it's going to be. The Radak also says these psukim are giving them chizuk, that whoever believes in it is going to be zochet to build it. Ki kein mida takarish baruch hu, says the Radak. Yishalim la'ada mida keneged mida. Kalamamin v'bias ha-goel yizke l'geula. V'im lo yamin lo yizke. It's like the Gemara said, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. If somebody doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisen, they won't be zochet in Tchias HaMeisen. Yeah, that's what he's quoting right here. And therefore, This is to give them chizik that even though you don't have a mikdash, but it's coming back, and it's going to come back, and there's going to be a time for them to come back. If they're all embarrassed about what they've done, look at this to give them chizik. Veskochukosav, vesurosav, vechotarosav, hodaosam. Let them know these dimensions. Uksov leinehem. Veyishmos kol tsurasa. Let them guard this surah. Veskochukosav, vasuosam. Right? Build it. Vasuosam. They could build it. And, again, as the Radak says, as the model. Zos taras habayis. And this is, let me explain, this is the bias. Al Rosh Ahar, again, certain dimensions and structures are described here. Bechol gvulo saviv saviv, kodesh kadashim, hine zos taras habayis. Here, kodesh kadashim doesn't mean the kodesh kadashim, it just means holier than all the other areas. But, this pasuk says the Meshech Chachma is a basis for our Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBechira says in Perek Vav Halacha Yud, what if Sanhedrin wants to expand the Azara? I want to make the Azara bigger. They're allowed to do that. Special ceremony how to do that. But the Rambam says, you can make the Azara as big as Harabais. Can't go bigger than that. V'yeshlem limshocha Azara an makom sheyirtzu meharabais. V'limshoch chomas Yerushalayim an makom sheyirtzu. Yerushalayim can be expanded even further out, but Azara up to Harabais, says the Meshech Chachma in his comments on the Haftorah of Tetzaveh, right where this pasuk appears, he says this is the makar, because this pasuk is about Zos Torres Habayis al Rosh Hahar. It's got to be on the Har. Kol Gvulo Saviv Kodesh Kadashim, which is talking about the Azara, and holier, he knows Zos Torres Habayis. So it could be up till here, but no more. And now we get into Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Mizbeach. All the dimensions of the Mizbeach. Again, the Chazal, the Gemara in Zvachim and in Menachos talk about figuring out how these psukim fit according to what we know of as the dimensions and the different parts of the Mizbeach. We know the Mizbeach was a square on a square on a square on a square, right? We have the base, the Yesod, then the Sovev, which is above the Yesod, and then the Gaga Mizbeach, a couple of more Amos, and then the corners on top, the Kronos, which were used for these rikos of the chatos. That's what's described in these next couple of psukim. The makam ha-mizbeach was crucial. It's not said exactly here where it was going to be placed, but we know the Rambam tells us also in Hilchas Beis HaBechira in the second parak that the makam ha-mizbeach was meduyik biyoser. Says the Rambam, ha-mizbeach mikomo mechuvan biyoser, vein mishaden oso mikomo la'olam. You can't. That's one of the reasons why, right? Even though we paskin, you can bring karbanos even without a base of Migdash, you have to have the Mizbeach in the exact right spot. Now, we don't know what the exact right spot is, therefore we can't build it anyway. So, in Mishanah Mikom Olam, you can never change it. Shneimar v'zeh Mizbeach l'olal Yisrael. Ube Mikdash ne'akad Yisrach avinu. Because in that spot was the Akeda. Shneimar v'lech l'chal eretz ha-Moria. V'neimar v'divri ha-yam v'yachol shalom v'lovnos es beis Hashem b'Yerushalayim b'har ha-Moria. Asher nira l'David avio. Asher heichem v'makam David b'goran Arnon ha-Yavusi. David was shown that by Hashem. Umisores biyad hakol. Shamakom shebana bo David u'shlomo ha-mizbeach. B'goran Aravna hu hamakom shebana bo Avram ha-mizbeach v'akar alav Yitzchak. And it's a misora that the exact place that David and Shlomo put the mizbeach, that's where the Akeda was. V'u'amakom shebana bo Noach kishiyatzam anateva. And that's the exact spot that Noach built the mizbeach. V'u'am mizbeach shikor alav kain ve'hevel. U'bo hikrif Adam ha-rishon kishenivra karbon. Unbelievable. When Adam was created, right, he gave a karban, and Kain and Hevel gave a karban. So when we go to the Kotel and we think about what's behind, and we yearn for the base of Midrash, that spot, that was where Adam and Kain and Hevel and the Akedah and David and Shlomo, that's where it was. Umisham Nivra, and Midos HaMizbeach, continues the Rambam, Michuvanos Harbei, Vitsuraso Yedua Ishmi Ish. It's passed down from generation to generation. Shlosha Nevi'im, Alu Imam and Agola, and there were Nevi'im that came up from the Gola with them. Echad Hein Lohem HaMakam HaMizbeach. Ve'echad Hei Lohem HaMidosa, Ve'echad Hei Lohem Shemakrid HaMizbeach, Ava Bishain Bias. The Beis HaLevi was Medayik in this Rambam. What if they knew? It was only 70 years later. Maybe they knew exactly where the Mizbeach was. So he brings us Azariah that if there's a mitzvah saseh that's out of the Mesorah, you need a Navi to bring it back, right? And the whole Tchelas controversy, this was the Rambam that he brought. Because why they need a Navi for to tell them where the Mizbeach was? Okay, maybe you could say they didn't know. But why Dafka a Navi, right, to tell us that exact, because you need a Mesorah, that was his Raya. Okay, but either way, these psukim here describe the exact measurements on the Mizbeach, the Midos on Mizbeach, in Amos, the Ariel is that's the place of fire, on the top of the Mizbeach, and Pasuk Yudches starts, as we mentioned earlier, the parallel to Parshas Tetzaveh. Yomer Eli, this is now the Chitui, the cleansing, the Chanukah. Ben Adam Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Elu Chukos HaMizbeach, B'yomi He'aso So. On the day that it's created again, that's built, Lahalos Alav Ola, V'Lizrok Alav Dam. This is what you do to bring Karbanos and Zrikas Adam. V'nasata, and you shall give. You shall give, Yecheskel, you shall give, says the Radak. Amazing. Liyecheskel Amarshu Kohen. Remember, Yecheskel was a Kohen. Hashem's telling him to do this. Va'amarshu, hu yitena karban, lakonim lakrivo. So Hashem's telling him, you're gonna be makriv. V'hu yisrokas adam, yecharbal amizbeach. Why? Ki lasid yehu Kohen Gadol. Says the Radak, Yecheskel's gonna be the Kohen Gadol. Afa pishi ya'aron sham, even if Aaron a Kohen is there. O yehu mishnelo, or he'll be assistant Kohen Gadol. But that's what this pasuk, v'nas sata, you shall place. That's telling him either he's going to be the Kohen Gadol or he's going to be involved. The gamzel pasuk yorel tchias ha-mesim la'asid. And this, of course, is also a reference to tchias ha-mesim. So v'nas sata la'konim al-viyim asher hei mizeret tzadok ha-krovim elai. As we had in the last parak, that's what he calls the Kohanim, those that are close, but all from Zeret Sadok, Lishar Seni, Parbe Makal Lachatas, Valkachta Midamo, Vanasada Al Arba Kanosov, you put it on the four Kronos, right, as only Karban Chatas is above the Chut HaSikra, it's on the corners of the Mizbeach, unlike Ola, unlike Asham, Vel Hagvul, Saviv, Vechiteso, Vechipartahu, and you shall cleanse it, and it will bring atonement. And all the other karbanas, Biomasheni, what do you do each day? What you're supposed to do? Pasachav Dalid, Vehikravtam, Lefnei Hashem, Vishlichu, Hakoanim, Alehem, Melach. The Kohanim are going to put Melach on it. It's unclear, not 100% clear in the, Avodos, and in the sources, whether the Kohanim have to be the one that's molech, but here it says that the Kohanim are the ones that are molech, the carbon. And this, obviously, is the idea of having salt even on the table, right? The Gemara says in Maseches Brachas, on Daf Mem, in the name of Rabbi Chia, Ein abotzea rashoi liftsoa ad sheyaviyu melach o lifton lefnei kol echad ve'echad. You need salt. Rava bar Shmuel iklul beir of shkolusa. Afikole rifto batzala hadei. They brought Rava bar Shmuel bread and he was botzei on it. Amrulei hader mar mishpaitzei. What happened? You don't have any salt. Amrulu less din zarech boshesh. This is fresh bread. I don't need the salt. Tosfos there has 2 days. Oh, so what happens manazer? Our bread is tasty. Maybe we don't need salt. So Tosfos on the first day of there, brachas memo and aleph. V'yanu ein anu regilum lahavi al shulchan lo melech v'lo lifton. Mishum depasha lanu chashuv. But then Tosfos quotes Rabbi Menachem, I am a dakdik ma'od lahavi melech ala shulchan. Kadisa b'medrash. Kish Yisrael yoshan ala shulchan amamtin and zedzeh. B'nei Yisrael is sitting there, everybody washed, and we can't learn right then because we're busy waiting for everybody. So what mitzvah is going to protect us? Fahim below mitzvos, asatam a katrig aleihem, ubris melech megan aleihem. If we have salt there, we remember the bris melech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with us. Melech is something that sustains, and melech is something that preserves. And therefore, we remember the bris melech that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rama quotes this halacha lamaisa. The Rama in Hilchas Betzias Hapas quotes in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin the minog of having salt. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't need. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the first day of Tosfos. Lo yivtsa sheviyu lefan melech oliftan v'imhi nekiyo shimu tubelas betavlin eino tzorach lahamtin. Rama mikol makom mitzvah lahavi al kol Shulchan melech kodem sheyivtsa. Not in Hilchas Shabbos. This is in Hilchas weekday Betzias Hapas where we think of salt like on Shabbos, but anything should be salt on the table. Ki haShulchan doma lemizbeach v'achila kekarban because the Shulchan is like a mizbeach. Right? I think we quoted Rabbeinu Bachai and Parshas Truma a couple of shiurim ago about the minhag of taking the table and making it into the coffins. And therefore, that is what we do. And the Rambam says, "Ayin lekamon." Right, the minhag is the mekubalim is to dip the bread into the melach. That is the Ramah. There are other reasons for salt as well. A number of the mepharshim point out other ideas besides the fact that we don't have mitzvos. That's what the Medrash says, or to bring kapara. The Me'am Lois quotes that when we see the salt, we will remember that we need divrei Torah. Shekashem sheyefshar la'olam below melach, kach yefshar la'olam below Torah. And that's pas b'melach tochal, right? When you look at the salt and remember that you always need Torah also. Or look at the salt and remember Sodom. Remember they were nefach, l'gafres v'eish, and melach, because they were merachim ananiyim, and our table has to have rachmanis ananiyim, and maybe that's what the salt could remind us of. Either way, this is the a couple of ideas behind salt. The Kaf HaChaim quotes that if you don't have salt, you can put it into sugar. Right, and here in this siman, he says, "Ein lo melach yachol lipol as pruza mosi besukar lefi divrei aposkim sheishvo as sukar lemelach legavim milichas basar." Okay, but not the common minach. I once heard the apshad. We know Rosh Hashanah. We know we have honey. Generally, some people have salt also, but honey is the main feature. Why dafka? What's the difference between salt and honey? So the Gemara says that honey, if something falls into honey, sometimes the Gemara says that there's the legs of the bees are in the honey. So why is it mutter? It's part of a sheretz? The answer is because once if it's in honey, it's nefach. It becomes part of the honey and it doesn't have its status anymore. Honey changes. So honey changes things and salt preserves. Salt takes meat and makes it last longer. Salt takes leather or hide and makes it last longer. Salt is exactly the opposite. On Rosh Hashanah, we want to change. On Rosh Hashanah, we want to be hofech ourselves. And that's why honey plays the major role. Because honey changes who we are. That's the simple. Salt preserves. Salt preserves. So maybe some people have both on the table. So we want to preserve our good things and change our midas roes that we want to figure out. But either way, that's an idea about salt and honey. But that's what it says here. That the Kohanim are going to throw the salt, the Helo Asam Olol Hashem. And then it says, as it says in Tetzaveh also, Shivas Yamim Tases Yerchados Layom, 7 days, Shivas Yamim Yechabra Lazam Izbeach, and finally, Vichalu As Hayamim, Vayav Yam Hashmini, Vahala on the 8th day, Yasu Akoam Alam Izbeach, Es Aloseichem, Veshalmechem, then the Mizbeach will be open for business. It's also clear from here that there's going to be karbanis at Lasilavo. There are some that suggest not. There's one line in Rav Kook in the Siddur that he talks about as Arvel Hashem Minchas Yehuda. But that's only one place. The question is exactly what context does he mean that in? But pashtus from the Psukim is that we're going to have all the karbanis. And there are chazals about carbon toda uniquely, but either way, this pasuk says, "Es aloseichem, ves shalmechem, v'ratzisi eschem, and I will be merutza to you," says Hashem. That's Perak Mem Gimel. That Hashem, we have 5 more prakim here in Sefer Yechezkel. Okay, we'll stop here.